You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. A vacant house went up in flames last night in Union Grove. No injuries were reported. There have been multiple fire incidents in Racine County this week, including that duplex explosion in Racine where two people survived. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. No pets were harmed when smoke filled the Petland store last night. It was a possible electrical issue. More information about that incident can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. And health officials remind the public that harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are fully operational and constantly stocked. There are a number of the machines across Racine and Kenosha. Each municipality has a map of where they're located. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending. He was flying around. He was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior. He's more seasoned. He's way more confident, more secure. And we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flo, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flo is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon is announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming Deming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.